Hey, I'm WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just both introduce yourself, just say your name and your title.
Hi everyone, Reg Douglas, Artistic Director of Mosaic Theater.
Hi, I'm Knud Adams, the director of Private.
And as they mentioned, it's Private, which is being put on by the Mosaic Theater Company of DC, down there, on H Street Northeast, if anyone's been by. Where you guys perform at Atlas, right?
We do. We're at the Atlas Performing Arts Center on 13th and H.
Gotcha. Yeah, you always do great stuff. And so let's talk about Private. It's going to run March 23rd through April 17th. Set sort of in like what do you call it? Like the near future, not too distant future. But someone take the tell me the basic premise of the show.
I'll toss to our director.
Sure. So it's a relationship play about a couple, a married couple navigating a change in their life when the husband gets a new job, and that job, disrupts their lives by throwing into question some, private, vulnerable questions about the value of privacy in one's home, and in the near future, if it's possible to leave work at work, if that distinction even exists anymore, and what it means to to have oversight at all times.
So what's the key of it being set in the near future? Is it does I guess the technology and sort of the increasing surveillance and all that kind of stuff, I assume just explain sort of how that, I don't want to call it sci-fi because it's near future, but you know what I mean? Like it just the how does that factor in the surveillance stuff?
Yeah, without giving too many spoilers away, Mona, the playwright, Mona Pruneau, has sort of extrapolated some of the technologies which are very possible now and put those technologies into the hands of both the individual and the corporation. For example, the ability to be listened to at all times, to have yourself recorded at all times, to be able to play back memories. From your life, from your partner's life, to grant access to your oral history, to your partner, and to your job, and what that does to relationships, to jobs, to memory. But yeah, we sort of eschew the sci-fi term just because part of what this play does is it normalizes all of that technology very quickly and then starts to focuses on the relationships. Just like as just like a classic marriage story, such as Kramer versus Kramer, or Scenes from a Marriage, or Woman Under the Influence. It's looking at sort of it's responding to current events and changes in social customs through the lens of a very particular relationship. It just happens to be written 80 years too early.
Gotcha. I can tell you're a movie fan. Now you're speaking my language by the three titles you just dropped.
Movies are great. We love movies.
Awesome. Well, but of course, Knut, it's your Adams. It's your job to, it's not a movie. It's your job to visualize it for the stage show. Tell me sort of what we see if our audiences show up to see the show. How is it visualized on stage? Like sets, costumes, that kind of thing.
Well, this was the sort of imaginative challenge of the production, is creating a very specific world for the play that serves the many locations. Well, but sort of avoiding the theater's cliche ideas about what the future looks like, which sometimes is all about sort of plexiglass and steel and body suits. So what we've done is sort of look to the past. Interior design, just like fashion, is very cyclical. So what you see if you come without too many without giving away is maybe a surprising throwback to we were looking at a lot of research from interior design from the late 60s and early 70s, in part because some of that sort of bespoke custom built banquettes and conversation pits speaks to sort of the futurism that the late 60s was interested in. And it maximizes space. If, you know, square footage becomes a luxury, it's also looking at materials that make for really good sound recording quality, as if we all are constantly living in a sound studio, what that would mean for our materials. So there's a little bit of looking ahead, there's a little bit of looking back, working with our great design team to create our own unique mixture and take a stab at what the future might look like when sunlight is at a premium, space is at a premium, and when it's constantly being recorded.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I love that you said there's no spacesuits and steel. You know, I think it's something you've done so wonderfully with the designers is use bold colors and really sharp design choices. And I love the way you stage the show, which is kind of this unfolding, it grows upon itself in a really thrilling way. As an audience member myself, I find myself leaning in, and I'm excited for audiences to now get a chance to experience a very different take on what future means. Like you said, that's not cliche, that's not aliens in spacesuits walking around, but instead it's quite rooted in humanity. And I think that's, to me, is what makes the play so thrilling theatrically and emotionally moving, is that we never lose sight of the couple at stake inside of this future world that Mona's imagining.
Right, exactly. Not alien future, but a tangible future. It's all, it's like, you know, like a Black Mirror, or I don't know if you guys, it sounds similar to that new show Severance. Like, it's like a near future, but one, like one we can actually, you can imagine it almost being like waking up tomorrow and that existing. Like the idea of this guy going to work for this company who, you know, it's his dream tech company, but in order to do that, has to agree that they get to monitor everything in his life. I mean, that's not really much different probably than going to work for a Facebook or Amazon, you know, like it's very, I can see it happening, you know?
Well, that's exactly right. And we've already read articles about tech companies who have asked their applicants, you know, access to their social media passwords. So it's sort of, it's already the world we already live in. And then the technology that this corporation has is exactly the same as, you know, the government has, you know? So it's just handing that technology to the hand of the corporation, which, you know, and something I've said before is just that, as ominous as it might sound to us, I don't find that premise that much more dystopian than relying on your employer for health insurance. So it's all about what we give up to earn a living.
Right. And right. It's like, yeah, what part of that social contract do we give up, and which personal freedoms do we give up in order to get certain company benefits, et cetera, et cetera. So, wow. Yeah. And yeah, wow. It's, I can't believe this, but next year will be a decade since the Edward Snowden stuff. So this has been with us for a while. It's not necessarily some far off future concept. It's been with us for a while.
No, that's right.
Well, cool. Well, you know, tell me about who plays Corbin in Georgia. Obviously, you know, do we have, you know, some talented local actors here? Are they visiting from out of town, or who do we got?
They're quite brilliant. We have Eric Berryman, who born and raised in Baltimore and has been back and forth between DC and New York his entire career. Fantastic. And as Georgia, we have Temadayo Ame, who is a DC superstar, and together, just seeing them play off of each other, I think is worth the price of admission alone. It's been such a thrill watching them both work and create this couple together.
Cool.
Yeah, audiences might remember Temadayo from Roundhouse's Schoolgirls, where they won the Helen Hayes Award for Best Supporting Performer. So I think this is going to be the breakout role where people will never forget the name Temadayo Ame again. And Eric Berryman, to have him back in DC is such a treat for Mosaic. So we're really honored to be able to be the showcase for these two, I think, really master performances of the season.
That's great. Well, cool. I'm glad I wanted to just make sure we highlight both of them, since, you know, they're anchoring this, you know, they're really holding down the fort here in this show. but I want to know about the two of you really quick, your personal stories. I know Canute, you're visiting from New York. Is that right? You're based in New York?
Yeah, I'm based in New York, but I'll go wherever.
Where'd you grow up though and get into theater?
Yeah. You know, the brief version is that I am an American citizen, but I was raised outside of the States in Scotland, France, and England. And I came here with my family for high school to Ohio, where I also went to college. And right after college, moved to New York to try to make a little career for myself, and have for the last 10 years been working exclusively on new plays.
Great.
And he's very humble, but he's but DC, we are very lucky to have Kindred with us. His production of English that's running off Broadway is a big critics hit. So a real master of new plays. He won't say that, but we will say that about him. So we're really thrilled to have him helming this world premiere production for us.
Nice, nice. And Reginald, really quick, remind our listeners, they might be a little more familiar with your stuff at Mosaic, but, you know, remind them sort of where you grew up and how you got into theater.
Sure. Well, I'm a native New Yorker. I went to Georgetown to study politics and realized that I could make a bigger difference in sparking conversations about what it means to be an American, what it means to be in community through the theater. And so really grateful to be able to call DC home. I worked at Studio Theater prior to taking the helm here at Mosaic Theater. And it's been an exhilarating start to my tenure. We're about 5 months into this next chapter for the organization. We just announced our next season. So we're hitting the ground running with new plays that really spark conversation, that bring people together in diverse communities, different perspectives. Being in dialogue is what we believe theater can do best. And Private's a great example of that. We follow Private with Mary Seacole in his hands, and then a whole year of new work. So I'm excited to call DC home and to be in touch with DC audiences and artists. And this is just the beginning for Mosaic. So we hope people can come out and support this next chapter for the organization.
Oh yeah, just the beginning. I'm excited. I'm excited to circle back in October for the Till trilogy. That sounds really
yes,
good.
Yes.
There's your brief teaser for that forward promotion. but for now, everyone, come check out. It's called Private. It's at Mosaic Theater Company down at the Atlas Performing Arts Center on 8th Street Northeast. Really, really vibrant, cool corridor right there in town. It runs March 23rd through April 17th. Only a couple weeks, so you better get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.